Hello, everyone. This is Harp.
And Maura.
With the Chatterbox Podcast.
If you would like to know more about this Chatterbox Podcast, please go to our website, culips.com.
C-U-L-I-P-S.com.
And click on Lip Service, where you'll find our transcript and explanations and quizzes.
Exactly. So this is the Chatterbox Podcast, where we like to chat.
We like to chat, yeah, about anything cultural, anything that's going on right now. And something pretty special is happening right now, wouldn't you say, Harp?
I would say very special. I think you all should put it in your calendars.
So, it is very recently Harp's birthday.
Yep. It's my big 2-1, 21.
Excuse me!
I'm just joking. Yeah.
And it's also my birthday around this time.
Exactly. We share a birth month.
Yeah. So, Harp's birthday is... Tell us your birthday, Harp.
My birthday is October 13.
Yeah. And mine is October 30th. They probably sound really similar, yeah. But Harp's is... 1-3, and mine is 3-0. So we both have birthdays in this special month.
Okay, so let's talk about birthdays when we're young.
Let's talk about birthdays, yeah.
Yeah.
Birthday parties when you're young are so much fun. You love having them. You love going to them. It's just a good time.
Exactly. My favorite part, I think. Well, there were two favorite parts.
Okay.
I liked the games. Mm-hmm. Like, the piñata and the pin the tail on the donkey.
That's a pretty classic one. They're fun. And another fun part is what comes at the end of the party.
Yes.
The grab bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So can you tell me a little bit about these?
Well, they can be really full of anything, but they're always fun. So when you're young and you leave a party... you get a little bag of goodies or treats. Usually there's candies, a lot of candy, and also some other cute little activity or game.
Sometimes we used to get pencils or erasers or little toys.
I can barely remember what we used to be in there, but I do remember the candy.
Yeah. And so you can call those grab bags or loot bags. I think it just is the same word, synonyms.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So now... When you get older, things change a little bit.
Especially for girls, we should say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Girls like to have slumber parties.
Yeah. Loved.
I don't think guys really have slumber parties. Robin, do guys have slumber parties?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Maybe less often, though, than girls?
For birthdays, yeah, we do them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for sure. We definitely have slumber parties, you know, play video games, watch animation, stuff like that.
Okay. A little bit different than girl slumber parties, but yeah, so a slumber means, is another word for like sleep. So a slumber party is when you have a party and everyone stays overnight. So it could be like 10 people all talking all night, usually. I guess in Robin's case, playing video games. But they stay up, usually pretty late.
Yeah. The funniest is because it's called a slumber party, but I think that sleeping is the only thing you don't do.
Yeah, for sure. So for us girls, it was what? There's the kind of pillow fight, maybe.
Yeah, and you have to play, like, truth or dare.
Yeah, and there's little tricks that... I never really saw this happen, but there's stories of someone, like... The first person that falls asleep, you put their bra in the freezer.
Yep. Or you, like, put whipping cream on their face or write something on their face.
Yeah. So those were some good memories. But now we're a bit older.
Yeah.
Yeah, a bit more mature.
Yeah. After our sweet 16, I think we all started feeling like adults.
Yep.
So sweet 16 is basically, I think it's girls only. This is, I think, a definite girls only party. I've never in my life heard of a sweet 16 for a boys.
I didn't really think 16 was a big deal around where I was from. I mean, of course you're happy because you're really a teenager, but.
I don't know. Maybe it's just because it sounds good.
Yeah.
Sweet 16. I don't know. Yeah. No, it wasn't a big party for me either.
Mm-hmm. Another interesting one is when we turn of age, which means you can legally drink.
Yeah, which varies across Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So in Alberta, where I'm from, it was 18.
And I think Quebec, where we are in Montreal, is 18. And I'm not sure about everywhere else, but I think it's mostly 19 or 18. In Ontario, where Robin and I are from, it's 19.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So now we're heading up to the big 3-0. That's where both of us are going. We're not there yet. We're still very young.
So, right, the big 3-0 means 30, and it's a pretty big deal.
I think so.
Yeah, a lot of people feel, I feel as well, like it's kind of the end of youth, and you're a real adult. You know, in your 20s, you're an adult, but 30s is more serious.
Yeah, because in your 20s, you can be in school still. You can be at university. Mm-hmm. Well, in your 30s, you're kind of expected to buy a house, to have a kid, you know?
Yep, all of the classic stuff.
Real job.
So we can do that with 30s, 3-0. We can do it with 40s, because that's another big one. 4-0 and 5-0. 50 is a big one.
Yeah.
So do you know what you're doing this year for your birthday yet?
I think we're having a big party.
Yeah?
Yeah. Everyone from Culips better be there. All of you out there, I'll let you know.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, I don't know. The older I get, the more it's kind of low-key and just something quiet.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to us.
Yes, happy birthday.
And we hope you liked this chatterbox about birthdays and learned some new vocabulary about birthdays in North America.
Yes. So that's about it for us.
Yeah. Don't forget to check out our website, culips.com.
C-U-L-I-P-S.com.
And we will see you later.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.